Jim, I know I'm going to have to do some requeening this year. I have that one colony that just didn't do anything last year, and I'm going to have to requeen.
Jim, this is a good topic, troublesome topic. I guess I'm glad we're going to discuss it, but I dread it. So give me just a minute to get my thoughts together, and we'll talk about requeening.
You are listening to Honeybee Obscura, brought to you by Growing Planet Media, the folks behind Beekeeping Today podcast. Each week on Honeybee Obscura, hosts Kim Flottam and Jim Tu explore the complexities, the beauty, the fun, and the challenges of managing honeybees in today's world in an engaging and informative discussion meant for all beekeepers, long-timers, and those just starting their journey with bees. So sit back and enjoy the next several minutes as Kim and Jim explore all things honeybees.
All right. Well, there's a bunch of things to talk about here. And one of them is going to be money for sure. Hello, I'm Kim Flottam.
And I'm Jim Tu.
So welcome to Honeybee Obscura. Today we're going to talk about requeening, something we all have to do sometime or other. Either let the bees do it or we do it, but requeening is going to come into play.
It does come into play. You know, to be so specific, you need to requeen once every 3 years. I mean, it just reads start and finish, but there's so many variables in that, Kim. How much money? When?
Well, let's start with where you get the queen. And, you know, there's a lot going on about where queens should come from. When I'm putting a queen in Ohio, should I be buying a queen that was raised in California or Georgia?
I have been asked that. I've wondered that. I've thought about that. And I guess it's a good time for truthfulness. How convenient is it to get the queen? Do they have the queen? And how much does she cost? And that will probably carry the day as much as the specific genetics of the queen. I'm sorry, I know people just immediately think less of me, but sometimes it's just the cost and the availability that really carries the day for me.
And the other thing that kind of depends on is what do you want out of that colony? And if I want 120 pounds of honey out of that colony, I'm going to want a queen that comes from stock that may have, that may not be adapted to Ohio at all.
That's right.
But she lays 1,000 eggs a day. So there's that. And if I'm looking for something that's adapted to Ohio, I'm not going to be worrying so much about honey because she's going to start late and shut down early to accommodate the climate we have here.
Yep. You know, with my accent, even now, and the reflections I usually make on Alabama and the southeastern U.S., I grew up in a totally different climate, keeping bees, and queen biology and behavior in many ways was different because you could produce queens, raise queens, introduce queens at a different, more leisurely pace. And when I was keeping bees in the South, I never thought about, long winters and whatever. So I've sometimes wondered if selecting queens for a climate, is that a cold climate consideration? I don't know.
That's a good point. Well, the other thing going on is how do you do it? Several ways to look at this, I guess. You got a busting colony. You know, it's in two boxes and it's 20 frames of bees. And you squashed the queen when you were, moving a frame or something. And you got to requeen. How do you do it? What's your technique?
I just have the hardest time staying on subject here. When you squash a queen, I couldn't find her. I couldn't find her. I couldn't find her. It was just a four-frame nuke. I know she was here. I couldn't find her. She had a nice bright red spot on her. I know she's in this box. And after I looked for 30 minutes, I finally thought to look on the bottom of my shoe. And there bright red spot was, and that queen stuck between one of the treads on my boot. So when you say, how do you find her? You squash the queen. I was putting the frames back together, and I saw two pieces of burr comb come back together that I had broken. And just as they joined back together, I saw the queen run through that small opening as it closed up, and I saw her abdomen explode. So these things are true stories. You squash the queen. That colony is suddenly queenless. So that's an easy colony to requeen. The big issue has already been taken care of. The old queen has been removed. Do you use queen excluders and put those on and wait 3 days and look for eggs and some of these things the books recommend?
No. to make it simple.
That was simple.
I probably should. But, you know, you never have time. She comes in the mail or you go someplace and pick her up and what are you going to do? Well, I suppose you could plan. Okay, I can drive over to, you know, where I'm going to get the queen, put the queen excluder on, wait 3 days, and I know that she's in the bottom box or the top box or something. But no, I don't. I go look for her.
That's pretty much all I do.
Yeah. But what's your, okay, so you got the queen and you got the colony that's queenless now. You know, how do you do it? What do you do?
Can I ask you what kind of cage you want her to be in? Because, you know, yeah, there are several kinds of cages. Sometimes she's just in a small cage by herself, no food. But essentially, I'm going to put her close to the brood. If there's a candy plug there, I'll probably do what was done all those years ago and puncture that plug. That is controversial, though, now in some circles, because sometimes they might release her quicker than you wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
So other times, if I've just got one or two colonies to do, and it's a small colony and it's fairly easy to work with, just leave it closed up. So I'll just put her close to the developing brood that might still be left. If there is no developing brood and I can get to it, I'll add that to this colony that needs to be requeened. And kind of put her in, you know, bees that are happy to help her there. And then I'll go back 2, 3, 5 days later, make my decision. Is it a good day today to release this queen?
We want to thank our sponsor today, Liebengood Family Apiaries, a third-generation family operation with more than 50 years' experience operating in northern Ohio. This spring, they'll have several deliveries of Georgia-certified Italian and Russian hybrid packages arriving in March, April, and May. Plus, they have 5-frame deep nukes, so bring your own box, or they have one-ways available. Of course, there are lots of extra queens available that you can have marked or clipped. To find out more, or better yet, to order today, go to www.ohio-bees.com. Better hurry, they go really fast.
I used to use those push-in cages. And, you know, you put the queen on the comb and you put that cage over her so the bees can get to her, but she's sitting on comb. She's not sitting in a cage. But you know how many times I've dropped her doing that? You know, I'll get her out and she's on the comb and I'm just getting the cage up there and boom, there she goes, flies away or runs away. So I do like you do. I like the plastic cages better than the wooden cages for no particular reason. But the one thing that I've been doing lately is you say 3 to 5 days. I'm saying 7 to 10 days before she's fully accepted.
Well, obviously we don't rehearse these. Because I've gone 7 to 10 days, and I've gone 3 to 5. And I can't find anyone now who is certain the time length we should do. So 3 to 5 is on the short side. Look at the cage. If the bees are still attacking the cage and really gripping it tightly, and if a bee's trying to sting it, then those bees are going to kill that queen if you release her. The reason I'm hesitating is because I don't know how long she was in that cage before I got her. And so if she's already been in that cage a week, been in a holding colony throughout the summer, and then I get her and hold her another 14 days, well, not that long, 7 days. I don't know, Kim. I guess I would just have to play it by ear, if I can use that old pun, and just see how the bees are reacting to it. Is this a small colony? Was it 4 frames? Was it a nucleus colony? Was it an old colony? Is it a big colony? All those things would have an effect on how long I think I'd leave her caged up. But it sounds like I'm disagreeing with you. Let me tell you why I'm stumbling around in this discussion. If I just paid $35 for her, I don't want those bees to kill her when she's released. I want to do the right thing. Sometimes the right thing may be to release her sooner. Sometimes the right thing may be to hold her dramatically longer. I have a hard time making the call.
Over the last several years, I don't know how many, I've kind of come to the conclusion that longer equals better acceptance and greater probability that queen will still be here next spring. And do I have good records to prove that? Nope. It's just a gut feeling. But I found that that's 7 to 10 days. At 10 days, they're always accepted. There's never a question about always. And I've seen, you know, over the years, I've seen queens in cages that the bees were feeding her through those, you know, through the screen.
Yep.
And I let her out, and she's dead in 2 minutes. They just you know, surround her and rip her limbs off and whatever. So I don't think you can do any harm on 10 days, and I think you can on 3 to 5, but gut feel?
Gut feel from me or a gut feel from us? What did you mean by that?
Well, my gut feel is that longer is better than shorter.
I would go longer more than shorter. I guess I need to say this, even though I'm agreeing with you, I know that some people are going to be listening who are going to go the other way or a different way. The more of these you have to do, I have been told by commercial beekeepers, the quicker you release them. And I was really surprised just to hear at a recent national meeting that was virtually produced that these guys were releasing those queens within 3 to 5 days. And they're releasing more queens in one afternoon than I release in 3 years. So we've turned this into a real hotbed of discussion. I didn't mean for this to happen because when all is said and done, Kim, I tend to leave my queens caged up longer and longer than I ever did.
Yeah.
30 years ago, 40 years ago, take a pen or a nail, puncture that candy plug, let those bees release that queen in 3 days. I was paying $3.75, $5 for a queen. They were readily available. There were no Africanized bees. There was no varroa. If you need another queen, you can get one. Life was simpler. And a lot of the old books still have that recommendation, you know, to help the bees open that candy plug up and get it going. But as bees have become more and more demanding of their queens, and as the queens have lived shorter and shorter lifespans now, that queen introduction thing has gotten to be, for me, more tricky. The bees need to stay longer. The queen needs to stay longer in the cage, which means that I probably should be more demanding on where I put her in the colony, that she's exactly in the right place, the best place inside that colony, if I'm going to leave her there that much longer. I'm not saying this, Kim, just to apologize or whatever. I'm not disagreeing. I'm admitting my own uncertainty on a podcast system here that I'll have to hear over and over and over again. I can't tell people categorically what they should do every time. Get her out as soon as you can, but don't get her out a minute too soon.
Yeah. The old days of, like you said, poke a nail through the candy, put her in, come back in 3 days. If they haven't released her by then you release her.
Yep.
And life goes on, and it's fine, and there isn't any problems. But that's pre-varroa. That's pre-heavy use of agriculture chemicals. That's pre-having wax that's got, you know, little bits of pesticide in it, either beekeeper applied or agriculture applied. So it's all these stresses have changed the world, and I think I'm just going to have to figure it out.
I want to be on your short list to be notified when you do figure it out.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna make a couple phone calls here and see how best to spend $40 for a queen this spring.
Oh God, is it 40 this year?
Yeah, it's getting there. I'll be in touch. Okay.
Is it gonna be some kind of loan program? You know, some kind of where you can borrow money to buy the queen? Hey, I enjoyed talking to you. I want to talk about this queen thing again. There's a lot more to be covered. I enjoyed this, though.
Yep, I'll be in touch.
Look forward to it. All right. Bye-bye.